We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Learfield IMG College, this is Aggies All the Way, the official podcast of Utah State Athletics. Aggies All the Way is presented by Guild Mortgage. Guild Mortgage Company and the Karen Nielsen team is experienced and knowledgeable with all types of loan products and can tailor the perfect loan for you. Karen and the team would love to meet you and help you own what matters. NMLS number 3274, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome on into the Aggies All the Way podcast. This week on the show, fortunate to be able to be joined by Utah State golfer Andy Hess. Andy, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Glad to have you on. I know you you talked with Scott here a couple weeks ago on the podcast, and you've had a pretty busy summer even since then. So I thought we should catch up with you.
Absolutely.
You know, I know that when you came on with Scott, that was pretty fresh after you set the Logan Country Club course record of 57, which is huge on its own. But other than that, this summer, I mean, you went out, you won the Cache Valley Amateur, you won the Logan River Men's Club Championship, and now you're preparing for the Utah State Am. So a pretty busy summer for you.
Yeah, really busy summer for me. It's been really nice to be able to play in some tournaments with everything going on, and just to get a tournament reps in, it just feels really good. And to win the Cache Valley Am and the club championship, those are two really good wins, especially since it's been probably 4 or 5 years since my last tournament win up until the Cache Valley Am. So to win that one and then to follow it up with another victory feels really good. My game's in a great spot right now.
Yeah, you go out, you get your first win in a while, and then pair it up with another one right after that. From what I understand, there was a little bit of drama kind of down the stretch at the Logan River Men's Club Championship. Can you tell me about that tournament and what that was like for you?
Yeah, that was something else. Nick Summers, great player, won the club championship, I think 8 or 9 times there at Logan River. Used to play at University of Utah, so he's still a really good player. And I knew I had to go out and earn it, and that he wasn't going to give it to me. And I have nothing but good things to say about that match. It was a battle all the way until the last hole. He made 7 birdies, I made 8 birdies, and we each made 1 bogey. So to go out and shoot 64 and 65 in the championship match and to take it to the 18th hole, that's pretty suspenseful, and it felt good to come out on the winning side of that for sure. My game was solid all day, and I didn't really give him any holes other than the bogey that I made, and it just felt really good to be able to hit the shots I needed to coming down the stretch and the last four or five holes, and to keep the match going and to ultimately win the thing. So yeah, it felt really good to win that, and my game was really good going into that tournament, and I learned a lot about myself for sure on that final match.
So you're an Idaho kid. Do you have a favorite course around here?
Around here is Logan Country Club for sure. Being our home course for Utah State, I've played that more times than I can count, and it's just home to me. Course is really it's very gettable if you're hitting the ball well off the tee and hitting your wedge shots good. I mean, it's not a long course by any means, but it can jump out and bite you if you're not hitting the ball very good. So just kind of a risk reward golf course, and I like that kind of golf, and it just suits my eye really well, and I enjoy playing there, and I've enjoyed being able to play there for the last 4 years. It's been really good for my game and the progression of my game as well.
I do a lot of work with the Utah State women's basketball team, and I know they've got a brand new staff that loves spending a lot of time up there. Have you bumped shoulders at all with them on the course yet?
Yeah, so I played up there 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I ran into the coaching staff up there while we were up there. We were just teeing off on the first hole, and they were just getting ready to tee off behind us. So we were able to talk with them a little bit and get to know them, and hopefully they have a successful season if they do have a season. So.
Well, I know Coach Ard talks a pretty big game on the golf course, so I want to know how she actually plays. So you'll have to keep an eye out on that.
I didn't get to see any of her shots, so I can't.
All right.
Speak any on her game, but
that's probably for the best, huh?
No, it was just good getting to meet them, and just wish them all the best this season.
So what? I mean, it's like I said, it's been a really big summer for you, and you had a great junior season. But what do you really attribute your recent success to?
I think more than anything is just the belief that I can do it and that I can win. I had kind of lost that belief and that self-confidence that I had the ability to win since I hadn't had a victory in so long, and started to kind of doubt myself and what I was doing. And I really just had to focus on committing to my own process. I know that sounds cliche, but it's really important to do, is just commit to what you're doing and trust that the work you're putting in is going to pay off. And I think for me, it was just believing that I had the ability to win a golf tournament and to compete with some of the best players out there. And I think that I proved that in the last two tournaments that I've played in, that I have that ability. And I think it's just been really good for my confidence, being able to win a couple of times in a row, and especially leading up to the state amateur, it's always nice to peak before an event like that. So game feels really good right now, like I said, and I have all the confidence in the world that I can go out and do whatever I want to do on the golf course. I just have to really believe that I can do it, and I know I can accomplish great things.
Well, and the state amateur is coming up. That's what, next week, correct?
Yeah.
So can you just tell me a little bit about that and what your preparations have been like for that? Where's it being held this year? What's the tournament like? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so they, due to COVID this year, they had to limit the amount of people that they got in the tournament. The field got cut from 288 players to 144 players, I believe.
Okay.
And normally top 64 players make match play, and this year only top 32 make match play. So the cut's going to be...
I gotcha.
Cut's going to be a little bigger. But yeah, it's a great tournament, one I love playing in. I love match play format, so I think that really, really is good for my game. And I just have always enjoyed playing match play tournaments, so it's a good opportunity to be able to play in that. Thankful that the Utah Golf Association gave me an exemption from winning the Cache Valley, because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to play.
So where's it being held this year?
It's at Jeremy Ranch Golf and Country Club in Park City.
Okay, are you familiar with that course at all?
I've actually never played there. I'm actually going there to play tomorrow with a couple of my teammates. We're going up there to play, so I'll get a good feel for the course tomorrow. And as for preparation goes, it's just been pretty light. I've played a couple times this week at Logan River, and just been really trying to keep things sharp and putting and chipping as much as I can, and just trying to keep the full swing sharp. So like I said, everything feels good right now. And there's not much more prep work that needs to be done other than to just get mentally prepared for a long week.
Sure. Well, look forward to following along, seeing how you do down there. So I do a lot of work. I work in the Utah State Media Relations Department, and I've spent a lot of my time this summer putting together kind of a historical archive of the Utah State men's golf stats and results, and a record book ultimately. And it's pretty amazing to look, because right now, you know, you look at your last season, you had shot an average of 72.18. That's a top 10 all-time mark for a single season at Utah State, but it wasn't even the highest on your team. So that just kind of, I think that kind of tells you what kind of talent you guys have on this squad right now.
Oh, absolutely. We all have the capability to go out and win any tournament that we play in. Colton Cordingley, who you're referring to, had a lower scoring average than I did. Me and him grew up playing together. He's a great player. Always enjoy competing against him. And his play definitely brings the best out of me, because you always have to play your best to compete with him. And we've had such a good rivalry and friendship over the last 8 to 10 years. So it's just been really good growing up playing with him, and battling with him has helped my game get better for sure.
Well, and you know, obviously it's a bummer the season got cut a little bit short, because who knows what else was in store, but you've still got a little bit of time left, and hopefully you guys will have a chance to get out and play this spring. But I mean, what's it like to know that you could really have a chance to leave a mark on this program and rank up there in the all-time greats that come through Utah State?
That's a good feeling. Just getting chills right now thinking about it. No, it's definitely something that you want to look back on and have a positive experience, positive memories of. And I think I can look back on my career at Utah State and take a lot of positives from it. I think I've grown a lot as a player and as a person since I've been here. And I just think that it's been really good for my game, and I've played against a lot of good players and had really good teammates to push me to my best. And this last year has definitely been the best in my career so far. With I think I took 5 top 20s in my 6 tournaments that I played in, and just needed to learn how to close tournaments off better. I think my first 2 rounds scoring average for the tournaments that I played in was around 69 or 70. And then my last round scoring average was around 73 or 4, which kind of tells me that I need to work on closing out tournaments better. But I think I can take a lot of positives away from my career so far at Utah State, and hopefully there's more to come.
Well, and you know, again, we'll see what the season looks like this year, but what goals do you have for your senior season at Utah State?
My goal coming into my freshman year was to win a tournament. It's something that I haven't achieved yet, and something that I would still like to achieve. I've had a couple good opportunities where I've been in position to, with a good final round, had a chance to win the tournament, and I just haven't been able to shoot a number in the final round yet to win a tournament. But it's been a goal that I've been wanting to achieve since I've come to college, is to win a college event. And I think that that's something that, especially with where my game's at right now and the self-confidence that I have in myself right now, that it's something that I could really achieve. And I'm just hoping for a spring season is all I can hope for right now. I'm coming off shooting 2 consecutive rounds of 61 at Logan River Golf Course, which is the course record. So it's just, kind of a bummer that that's not leading up to a college event, but you know, I'm just hoping for a spring season.
Wow. Yeah, that's you know, we certainly hope we can watch and see what you can do during your senior year, watch what the team can do. It seems like, especially right now, it seems like you might have chosen the right sport to really dig into with golf, where that's probably been one of the most minimally impacted sports because of COVID. What impacts, aside from the obvious, you know, having last season cut a bit short and this fall season getting the boot, what impacts have you really seen from that as far as golf and the golf community goes?
You know, I if anything, there's been an increase in the amount of people that's played golf. You know,
I've been out a lot more.
Absolutely. You know, I work at Logan River Golf Course, and even Jeff John, my boss, will tell you this. He's seen more players come out this year than he's ever seen in his 27 years working at Logan River. I mean, it's
just interesting.
It's just been that kind of year. We've set records every month as far as revenue goes for the amount of green fees that we have and the amount of, you know, range balls that we sell on the range every month. So I think it's definitely, I think COVID's been very good for golf in that it's getting people out and playing, and it's, you know, it's the safest sport out there by far to play with COVID going on and everything. So it's the most socially distanced sport that we can have. The least amount of contact being made, you know, it's just a really safe sport to play. And I think that's why we're seeing such a big increase in the amount of people playing.
Wow. That's interesting. I mean, I had figured that there has probably been a slight impact, but to hear that there's been a pretty strong increase, it's honestly, I guess that's good news, right? Some good news has got to come out of it.
Absolutely. People just don't want to sit around and do nothing. They want to get out and do something, and golf's really the only thing that they can do right now. So a lot of people are getting into the game this year, and those that have played before are playing even more this year because of it. And I just think it's been really good for golf overall.
All right, Andy. Well, I appreciate you taking some time to chat with us. You know, it's been a big summer for you, and hopefully that can continue here at the Utah State Am coming up next week. Can't wait to see how you do down there. So best of luck.
Thanks, Jaden. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Thank you. We'll chat again soon, all right?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
This has been Aggies All the Way, the official podcast of Utah State Athletics, presented by Guild Mortgage. Guild Mortgage Company and the Karen Nielsen team is experienced and knowledgeable with all types of loan products and can tailor the perfect loan for you. Karen and the team would love to meet you and help you own what matters. NMLS number 3274, Equal Housing Lender. The proceeding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Aggie Sports Network.